We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting 10 lines from the top of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're going back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Aseches Umnim Vehitu Zeh Ezeh. Aseches Umnim Vehitu Zeh Ezeh. It says, Ein Lov Al Tarum. So we said, what's the Pshat of that Mishnah? So we said, the first Pshat of the Gemara was, they were talking about the middleman was Mateh the Poyalim. Now I want to say it doesn't mean that. It means Taka, the discussion was between the Balabayas and the Poyal, and he backed out. He called down a gardener. He says, I need you to do a bunch of work on my property. And then, the morning, the guy pulls up his truck. He says, I don't need you. I don't need you anymore. Go away. I don't need you. Shaila, is that a problem or not? So let's see. So, by saying, Mahay Tana Chazu Nami Hitu Karle. Chazu also called Hitu. The time went to the Braisa. Sechas Umnim. When I saw you from a Braisa, that's what it is. Sechas Umnim. The Hitu is Balabayas. They fooled the Balabayas. I'm just curious. What is the article attached to the word of a hitu? I keep on saying fool. What have they attached to the word of a hitu?
Deceived.
Deceived. Okay. Deceived. Okay. So umnim hitu is a balabayis. So you say the umnim and they deceived the balabayis. Oy balabayis hit the son. Or the balabayis deceived them. Ain lahem ze al ze al tarumas. All it is tarumas. No responsibility. And we're going to qualify this halacha. Meredvar murim shlohochu. They didn't go down yet. Avahochu, like the case we said, where they pulled up to your house already. Avahochu chamorim, v'lemotzu tua. You hired these wagon drivers to bring a shipment. You tell them truck drivers, I have a shipment in Linden, New Jersey, bring it there. They pull up with that truck, come to Linden, New Jersey, it's a gas station. Then the halach is, it's maybe different. Let's see. Avahochu chamorim, v'lemotzu tua, or pailim umotzu sadak shilecha, or they hired pailim to dig up a property and they found it was full of water. Then noislehem scharoim mashalim. Then you have to pay them ready, and we'll see. It's mamish not shalom. Aval ina doim haba taon leba reikon or oisiv lachol yeshivatol. It doesn't mean scharoim mashalim. It means their full salary now. But definitely, it's easier to come back with an empty truck than a full truck, and it's definitely easier to do no melacha than to do melacha. But you get your salary. You get a salary. Now, why do you get a salary? What's takap shat? We just said that if he's choizer the night before, no. Only his tarumas. But if he comes down already, you got to pay him. What's the pshat? So it's two pshatim in Rishonim. Tosis learns it's a dina de garmi. It's already more than a grom, already it's a garmi. You actually came down, and now you can't get a job anymore. You already came down to Linden. You're not getting a job anymore. You already came down here. Now you lost a job for the day. Of course, you lost for the day. So the halacha is have to pay for it. It's a garmi. That's what Tosis learns over here, off an ark. The Tosis says, Ein zelhem is a tarumas. Koshari asks, the kaimel dina de garmi. So why isn't the first case a garmi? The Yeshloim is Octaisvis, the Marik is a Choyzer boy, Oid Yimchul is Taka. They still get another job. As Choyzer the night before, they still get it. Mukamakim, Yeshlo Tarumais. Sha'atal Yimchu, Eli de Tairach. They have to go look for it. Vichimaflik Vesomak Ben Hochu, Leloy Hochu, that's, they can't get a job anymore because they already went already. So that's a very simple chiluk. When you're Choyzer, either one or each other, why is there Tarumais? Because making it hard for them to get, they could get another job. It's hard for them. It's one day notice. Masha'inkein, if they went already, then it's too late. So it's garmi. That's Tais learns. The Ramban learns that once you went down to a job, it's like a schilu b'malacha. And by a schilu b'malacha, you get paid. Once you started the work, and the other guy's chayzer, then he's responsible for your work, you have to pay for it. So we'll go with Tais, that's garmi. Okay. So far we said that if they loy holchu, then it's tarumas. If they were holchu, then they get paid. Medvar amurim shloy schilu b'malacha. They didn't actually start the malacha. See, the first bedroom was talking about like a skir yoyim, more like. Now we're talking about kablin. My own room was like a skir malacha. Avoschilu malacha. They already started the svarim shank. A kablin means someone's hired to do a specific thing. It's not per day. It's a specific thing to make furniture. Let's say. So my own was like a skir malacha. Avoschilu malacha, and then you want to back out. Shomle mashasu keitzad. What's the case? Kiblu kamaliktsar. They had a job. They surveyed a field. They said this field. Your job is to cut all the tefuah. And how much are you going to charge? Shnei slom. What happened was, they cut half the field. And the other half, they know what, it's too hard, I don't want to do it anymore. It happens all the time, such things. You know, they have a job, it's not in the middle. Or beggar larek, to sow a beggar, shnei slom, v'tu slom, argu chatzit, they did half, but you know, I can't finish it. So what do you do then? So shom lehem esmash asu, you figure out what they did. And this first Tanakhama holds that even though they were chayzer, they don't get penalized for that. So Shomel is Mashal, so you figure out what they did, and they get paid for that. And even though Hayafa Shisha Dinrim, even though now what's left is going to cost them more, instead of costing one seller, it's going to cost them a seller and a half, six dinrim, still nice on them seller. The the first pilum get a sela. That maybe I would say that if it costs me now six, so you shall, the first guy's only got two, which two is, means a half, two dinners, which is half a sela. No, they get a full sela. Or if they want to finish the malacha, they got two shlom. V'im sela, if it only costs a sela to finish up, noislam sela, you paid him a sela. That's partial, l'chayim. That's partial. The first part of the chiddush we're saying is that even though it costs me to finish a shisha, which is a sela and a half, I still paid him a sela for the first half because there's no din yodah atachdayna. Then it says it's only a sela left to do. I paid him a sela. That's partial. The Gemara doesn't ask that ayin zayin. That's partial. That's the Tanakama shita, which is not like our Mishnah. Rav Daisa Imer, like our Mishnah says, Shomin lehem asha osli yoseis. You figure out what still has to be done. Hayafa shisha din rim noisim shekel. You only give them a shekel. You penalize them by taking away one of their shkolim because they should have finished their job. Or you can relax to say shalom. Or you finish the job and take the two shalom. And the imsela, it's only imsela. No shalom imsela. Give imsela again. That's partial. We have to see why. So, Klar, we had over here the first part of this brisa was a case of schir yoim, and there it depends if they started working or not. Then they get paid, or if they came to the job, whatever. They came to the job, but they get paid. The second part was the kablin. The kablin, in the middle of his furniture job, he stops. So halacha is he gets paid for what he did, but it's machlokes. If it takes me 1 month to finish it, does he get his full salary or not? That's machlekes of Daisa and Tanakama. Medvaram, this whole story is B'davashin Ovid, not Ovid. Avdava Ovid, Soichaleim and Maton. Then you could hire new workers and take it off their salary or fool them. Ketzad Maton, how do you fool them? Omlem, sell a ketzatzachem, over two shtayim. I'll give you now two shlom if you come back. And really not paying that much. When it comes to Dava Ovid, right, it's a loss. A Dava Ovid means it's something that has to be finished now. You're in the middle of doing something, and let's say setting up chasana, setting up the music for chasana, and you stop in the middle. It's a Dava Ovid. You have to finish it today. You can't, looking for workers now. I need it right this second. And this Dava Ovid, I can't get more workers, so then I can fool them by hiring for a lot of money more, or telling them, I'll pay you more. Vad kama seichaleim, how much could you now, if you hire new workers, how much money could you charge? Could you pay the new workers and this deducting of their salary? Out of bottom of his jobs, till 40, 50 jobs, as much as it cost. Medvar Murim, this is only true as Dava Ovid Taina, as only with Mancha in Sham Pailam Niskar. You don't have Pailam to be Sech. Avias Sham Pailam Niskar, if you do, you could get other Pailam. Sva Amru there, Va Amru saves Scharma Elu, Ain Layalayam Atarumas. And the guys with Chayyim says, look at this, I have a replacement. Here, take the replacement. Then you only have tarumas. Even though it's a sugar pain in the neck, you have to start a new contract. But still, if you're facilitating new guys, then all it is tarumas. So it comes out, this whole price is saying, he's used lashon hitu for chazru, and the case of Mishnah is chazru. So chazru is ever there, and he didn't start the job yet. He didn't come down yet. The loch is, ain lawyer law vela tarumas. He only has tarumas in him because he has to look for new people now. Tani Tanaka made the Rav Nosson, no, the Rav, sorry. Tani Tanaka made the Rav, they said over this, the price we just learned, they said it over in front of Rav, and they said like this, Noislam Skara Mishalim. In a case where they went down to Linden, New Jersey, and there was no Tvua there, the halacha is you paid him full price. Amalei, so they said this price in front of Rav like that. Amalei, so Rav says, Chavivi Omar, my uncle used to say, Ilo Ano Avoyi, if I was there, I was the Seicher, Lehaviyah Vinilon El Kapoil Bottle. I would only pay him a Kapoil Bottle. But at Amres, and Rav says, and you're saying from a Bryce, and that's a Karma Shalom, that makes no sense. So, Frank Demara, what do you mean? the Bryce says this, like Rav Chia. It's taka. It says in the brisa, taka, you don't pay him a full fat salary. So Gemara says, lo yisayim mekamei taka. They didn't finish the brisa in front of Rav. If they would have finished it, Rav wouldn't have a taina. They just stopped the brisa in the middle. It just says schar mishalom. You just had a brisa. It sounds like I'm paying you full price. It's not true. Ikedam yisayim mekamei. Some say the taka finished it and they pay him like a poil bottle. This is Rav said. Rav still argued. Chavivi said, my uncle Rav Chia says, I wouldn't give him a penny. You say you pay Kapoya bottle? The Brisa says you do give him money. So Gemara says, Loi Kasha, there's a chilek. Hod the Saira la Are Morto, Hod Loi Saira la Are Morto. The Gemara says here a chiddush now. That if the poil saw it the night before, the halach is, then even though there's no tvua there, or something happened, the poil is the one who's responsible. The only time the balabai is responsible is, if the balabai has left out some information over here. But if the poel himself saw the property and he surveyed the property, he just didn't realize that it was wet. He didn't realize the problem. Then the Baal HaBayis is not responsible. And had loisar la'arma, or he didn't see it, then the Baal HaBayis should have told him that it's wet. Ki hodam rava, hay man the aga agir l'rifka. He hired workers to make irrigation canals. Va'osi mitra, and rain came amali maya, filled it up in water, and now they can't dig. So isar la'arma urta, if the poel saw this the night before, he should have realized that this is very possible to have water in this. So save the poelim. Like Rashi says, even more, that even if he didn't expect it, but it's his mazel. Tab Rashi says, G'shomash yeredu hefse poelim hu. Lo yav lu midi. I don't give you anything. Don't lu mizlach ugarv. You're a mazel. But lo yisar la'arma urta, if you didn't see the property before, say the alabai, well, I think they lost. Why? Yav gabay a bottle. What's the reason? Because he should have showed it to him or told him which property it is. But now you just said, I have a property for you. You can't just give him this property that has water in it. You're responsible to give him the right property. And the Rishonim speak out like this. The klal is like this. If no one's at fault, then the poelim lose. But if the Baal HaBayis left out a piece of information, then Baal HaBayis has to pay. So the bottom line is, you go back to the Braisa that says they have to give a poel bottle. That's a case where the Baal HaBayis left out a piece of information, and therefore he's responsible. But if no one left that information, it just the mazel was that a punk poured rain. Let's say you have an exterminator that can't work in the rain, and you hire him, and it comes down, and it's pouring rain. The Baal HaBayis is not responsible for that. That's why it's lach agarm. I didn't leave that information. If it rains, you can't do the job. So it depends on the matzah. But if it's no one's fault, then a moitzi mechaber, right, you don't have to pay. But if it's a Baal HaBayis' fault, he left out information, then he is responsible.